Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, Ministry of Agriculture to use revenue from the cess imposed on imported coconut products to develop the sector. Stay with us to find out more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Lorraine Mendez. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert school competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sound really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says the revenue generated from the cess on imported coconut products will be used to develop the sector. According to the Coconut Industry Board, the CIB, a cess of 8 cents per pound is levied on imported coconut products and some substitutes. The minister assured that the outturn of the cess will be dedicated to the industry.
The cess is not to be used by government to underwrite the expenses of any other part of government. It will be dedicated to the coconut industry.
Minister Samuda was addressing the annual meeting of coconut growers held recently at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston. He assured members that the government was not targeting the CIB's shareholdings in commodities manufacturer Seprod Limited, valued at approximately $5 billion. In the past, coconut farmers have expressed concern over the government's interest in the shares.
So we will ensure that whatever is done with respect to coconut will be legislated that cannot be changed. Well, we don't wish to do anything that would prejudice your position.
The minister emphasized that the CIB needs to submit a plan outlining the direction in which the industry was being piloted, as well as how the revenues generated by the sector will be utilized.
We are saying, bring your industry into the modern era. Bring your industry into the sensible business approach, and the government stands willing to partner with you in this.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda. He underscored that the CIB and its members must examine and implement methods that result in the industry's sustainability while addressing challenges encountered, such as the lethal yellowing disease, which affects coconuts. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Narampwid maga kow, akuda bul muma. Translation, don't mess with a skinny cow. It could be a bull's mother. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Me a 23rd labor day, come here with us to preserve a beautiful island. Me a 23rd, that is labor day. 55 years and yes, we still going. Make we clean up every scully, every street must glow. Make we clean up the place, come make we clean up the place. Our little country, make we clean up the place. You love Jamaica, so make we clean up the place. Mister, clean up the place, come make we clean up the place.
This is Razor B and I'm saying this Labor Day, May 23rd, beautify our island, restore and preserve our heritage, make Jamaica beautiful. I feel it!
The meaning of today's Jamaican saying is, don't underestimate people who may seem weak and insignificant because you don't know what kind of powerful and influential people they have in their corner. Be sure to tune into Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. For producer Andres Rodas Velez, I'm Lorraine Mendez, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.